Welcome to Plus One. This is the voice of the Apache Software Foundation. And today I'm speaking with two people from the Polaris Project. JB Onofre and Yufei Gu are two of the PMC members of this fairly new project. It's graduated, what, 4 months ago, I think, and already moving very quickly. So thank you so much for your time to speak with me.
My pleasure.
Thanks for having me here.
Let's start with the elevator pitch. What is this project? What does it do, and how does it interact with other players in this same ecosystem?
So Polaris is the catalog. So as a lot of people already know, Polaris was originally is the open source catalog for Apache Iceberg. For open source table format, you can have multiple data computer engines like Spark, Trino, Flink. Modern data lake architecture require that you can actually switch to multiple different engines for different purpose. And for example, for ETL, you want to use Spark because it's more scalable. And then for the quick queries, you want to use Trainer for that. Unfortunately, when we have the Iceberg IRC spec, which is Redis spec, out for a while, we don't have a reference implementation, and there's no open source one for that. So that's why I think Apache Polaris came into the picture, that we provide the open source catalog so that it become the IRC implementation. At the same time, it becomes the control plane that manages all your authentications, authorizations, and then we extend a little further for the other stuff, for example, federations and AI use cases.
Obviously, totally agree with what Yufei said. For people that are less familiar with the Lakehouse ecosystem and Polaris in particular, we have to, the position right now of Polaris is really about the metadata catalog. So we are dealing with all the metadata for the table formats like Iceberg and Delta and others. And what does it mean? Concretely, it means about all about the governance of the metadata and the data related to these table formats. That's where we are today. But what we see also is some kind of evolution to more like data catalog. Like as Yufei said, how we can address some AI use cases, how we can we deal with unstructured data and all this stuff. So the positioning is clearly a catalog. I would say first a metadata catalog, but an evolving catalog in the Lakehouse ecosystem.
Is this becoming the default catalog within Iceberg? I know that there's a number of different options that can be used there. What's the long-term vision here?
I think that what we're going to observe for the catalog is exactly the same thing that happened for the table formats. Because in the table formats, we had a lot of different formats, implementing different use cases, all pretty strong. I mean, Apache UDI, Apache Iceberg, Delta Extra. At the end of the day, we have some kind of de facto standard that rise up because people prefer to use this table format for the vast majority of the use cases. I think we're going to observe exactly the same thing for the catalogs. Depending on the features provided by the catalog, people will naturally use this catalog more than another. Our intent at Polaris is really to answer the use case needs of the users. And so with that, we want to be the de facto standard in the catalog ecosystem.
I agree all of them. This is what we are heading to, which is there's a bunch of options on the market, Graphtino and Lakekeeper and a bunch of the others. And almost all these big companies has their own implementation of IRC. So there's a lot of choice there. Apache Polaris is not positioned to become the only one you can have, but try to position that the best option there for any enterprise user to choose, or any small companies and a small organization. They just need an IRC, or they just need a compact, very focused catalog I think it solved their problems well, especially within the Apache Iceberg ecosystem. This is one of the initial goal of the Apache Polaris. And furthermore, we extend a little bit, but I think we're really in the very good projection to the some extent to say that, okay, right now you have Iceberg, and what if you also have the other table format and you need to put into the same catalog? Because it's quite annoying to have two catalogs manage two different tables, two different table formats. Then we extend to a little bit like CUDI, Delta, and I think unstructured data as well, so that you don't actually especially for the small groups, small organizations, and you don't have to kind of spin up multiple service by yourself, and you can just have one catalog service, have all your authorization in the one single places.
Apache for me is where having a Polaris as an Apache project, including the vendor neutrality, community driven, extra, is a key thing for the ecosystem compared to all the catalogs that can exist. I mean, the adoption, as Yuffie said, and also the de facto standard only works if we have a real vendor neutral and community driven project.
My two guests today are working at competing companies, and these companies have come together to work on this standard. What brought you to that? Why Apache? I obviously think that one of the great strengths of Apache is what you just said. It's the opportunity for vendors to come together in a neutral place. Tell the story there. How did this come about?
I think Apache lay out a good foundation for any open source projects. They have this very nice structure to, for example, commit to PMC, community over the codes, and everything is discussion through the mailing list, through the PRs, so that people will have different opinion from different companies. Even they might have competitors. A lot of times, I don't think so, because a lot of Most of the times, I think what I see from the collaboration across multiple companies, we don't necessarily competitors. We actually collaborate more than competing each other, especially for Apache Polaris. It's more about a standard. Everybody can talk with the same language. So that's actually a good thing for everyone, instead of it's a kind of a put some war between different companies. So I do believe that one. So I do think that Apache is a very nice foundation for open source project like that, so that we can be vendor neutral, and people are free to people are don't feel these projects will be just occupied by one company or completely controlled by one company.
And I think we have to distinguish two parts in the project. We have a technical collaboration where basically vendors want to collaborate all together, but we are not competing on the framework. We are competing mostly on the upper features on top of that. So there are no competition on the framework. There are more collaboration, as Yuffie said. And back to your question, why Apache and is the right place to do this kind of project is because we. You know, when we talk about open source, there are multiple flavors about open source. Unfortunately for the users, in the past, we saw some project that changed the license, changed the governance. So having a foundation like the Apache Foundation, where we have consensus and community-driven governance for the users, is a long bet, basically. They can bet on this project because they know it's sustainable, it is well-driven, community-driven, comparing to other open source project, but from a single vendor governance. And I think that's why I strongly believe that Apache for this kind of project is the right home to host and manage this kind of project.
You graduated in February. Since then, you've made four releases, which is just really high velocity. Is it usable yet? Is it stable? Are these releases introducing breaking changes or new functionality? What's your trajectory here?
Even during the incubation period, it was production-ready project. It used by the vendors involved in the project. These vendors were using Polaris in their production platform. So it's production-ready for a while. And that's why something you said, Rich, that is very true, is how do we add new functionalities and features without breaking the existing one? Because it's so critical for our users. I'm super happy to see new features added in the project as soon as it's addition and it doesn't break existing stuff. But when we touch something that exists, we have to be very careful because it can have an impact. The reason why we have such velocity in the project in terms of releases is simply because we are a very active community with a lot of new fixes, new feature every month. And so we decided to, instead of doing releases per feature, we do releases per time. So basically, we do monthly releases where we want to include the maximum of fixes and new features as fast as possible. So that's a community choice. And I think it's great because I think in some projects, we are waiting for a long time between releases. And sometimes users are frustrated because they are waiting for 6 months just to get a fix. So in priorities, we decided to accelerate. And by the way, if you take a look on the release process we have at Polaris, I mean, just a couple of click on GitHub workflows to do a release. So we still have the manual action because we have a legal aspect of a release, because the release is an act of a foundation. But doing a release is not, it's very quick and pretty easy.
The committee did a great job on the release, and we have a month release. We're trying to catching up, and we do the quick fix for all of things. In terms of stability, I think the Apache Polaris already reached the production readiness after the 1.0 has been released. So a lot of the vendors already use that in their production systems. A lot of the like big vendors, like lakehouse vendors, as well as the company who are only use data, they've already put there in their production system. So it's quite stable. So in terms of the compatibility, I think we have two pillars. One is the REST spec, and another is the backend schema. So we did a lot of the things we'd be very careful about every time we introduce new change to the REST specs. There's no backward compatibility issues. If so, we have to introduce new version. It did not happen yet, so we actually have very nice design on all these REST specs, thanks to the IRC community as well as thanks to the Polaris community, because we have both REST specs on these IRC as well as the Polaris REST spec. And for schema evolution, this is also critical because every time people want to upgrade from one version to the new versions, another new version, they should not be fear that they needed to kind of redo their all backends, which is kind of a terrible situation, people. So we've be very careful, make sure that all these incremental changes will be backward compatible, and at same times it supports the smooth transition between the versions so that you can easily upgrade to the new version without to fear that a certain feature, existing feature is broken, right? We have also the other thing like feature flags that you can turn on, and all these experimental features we by default it turn off, and it doesn't impact your existing features. So all things adding together, we are very serious about all these compatibility across multiple versions, and I think community did a great job for the release cycles, all these bug fix and secure fix. Great jobs, community. I believe we also our users pretty happy. They are not afraid to just upgrade from one version to another.
This community has dependencies on and interacts with, Hudi, Paimon, Ranger, Iceberg, on and on and on. How do you coordinate these things between the projects so that you aren't stepping on each other's toes or duplicating or breaking things in other communities?
Yeah, it's a great question, actually. So originally, Polaris built upon the IRC, which is the REST spec from Iceberg community, Apache Iceberg community. And we have very tight communication with Iceberg community, and we have multiple people also working on the Iceberg community as well. Me as well as the PMC member, Iceberg community PMC member, and a bunch of the other folks, even they are not PMC or committer, they are working very closely with the Iceberg community to make sure all these REST spec, especially REST spec or the other thing like REST spec has been changed, or if there's any backward compatibility issue, we kind of make discussion there. And we also make the call that should this to be IRC spec first or not, right? We usually two routes. first, we think it's essential should be IRC feature, then we just solve problem there, then kind of put a dependency there. But a lot of the other times we don't think so. Like we also, there's some cases we don't think so. We can actually work in parallel or work completely independently in the Paris community. So we just do that way as well. This is for spec. I think this is one of the critical part of the projects. We have to make sure spec is stable. And in terms of the engine side, you mentioned that Paimon, Lens, even Lens and Spark Trainer, they are kind of depends on how the community work with the catalogs or REST specs. For example, Spark, we usually don't want to own that code. So we put in within the Polaris so that we can evolve a little bit faster. And the Trainer, I think we have a discussion with Trainer community and they want to own that code. So I think that's the collaboration with Trainer community that we, okay, if you want to own that, that's completely fine. And we just collaborate with them and we collaborate on certain features. Hudi is same as Spark and Hudi community is quite open and I want to put the code within the Polaris, Paimon and Lens as well. So we have a huge amount of collaboration with all these community, which is very exciting. And I think so far all these collaborations sounds really exciting and smooth and we don't see any big hurdle there. I think people are really open to hook up with Polaris and Polaris, it's become kind of an open source catalogs, which not necessarily impact their, it's not necessarily competing with engines business in that case. So we see huge amount of engine wanna just integrate with Polaris, which is great.
I think since day one, we knew that Polaris is naturally the kind of project that's gonna collaborate with a lot of other projects because, you know, a catalog is not an isolated project. It has to, right. To work with table format and credential vending and security layers, extra, extra. So as Yufei said, for me, there are two kinds of projects. The project where we collaborate pretty closely because we have people from this project involved in Polaris. So Iceberg is an example, but we also have others like Spark. Or we are also the project where people came to us because they are interested by Polaris and they say, hey, we want to add this new functionality in Polaris because we need that in to use Ranger, for instance. Ranger is a good example. We also have other examples. I think what we do great in Polaris as a community is really to trust the other communities. If you come and you are a Ranger expert and you say, hey, this is the way I want to see that, then we discuss all together. We say, yeah, that's pretty aligned with Polaris, yes and no. And I think sometimes it's where we can improve a little, in my opinion, in the Polaris community by being more open-minded in the... We are very opinionated in the way that Polaris is working today. And I think it's fair because as we discussed earlier, it's because it's a production layer for a lot of vendors. So it's mission critical for them. But also to be open-minded in the way that maybe others and users have over expectations or over requirements. I remember when we talked about Ranger initially, we had a lot of discussion, hey, this is better, yes, no, how can you explain to us? So for me, it's a very super interesting project in this regard, because it is what I like the most, you know, creating collaborations between communities. And yeah. Polaris is the perfect project for that because that's a naturally project in that of this kind, like collaborating with a lot of other projects.
I think so. I'm more excited about roadmap. So we are trying to put some more features or better performance into the Polaris. So that's one of the kind of a critical roadmaps. And more feature means, for example, we want to add in like unstructured data spots, which JP is driving that. And we want to add in like AI features, for example, semantic layer into the catalogs, because for example, from natural language to SQL generation, we don't want the large language model to guess the context. We want to give the exactly accurate context to these models so that they don't guess. And this is part of the semantic layer that I'm driven. So a bunch of new features, for example, the ABAX, how do we handle the kind of attribute-based access control, and how do we do better federations open, how do we do better data sharings? All this kind of thing is really exciting because that's what the industry really asked for. And for example, another thing is we work with Iceberg Community for the FCAX, the fine-grained access control, which is kind of a critical feature for a lot of the company who want to sharing data with their different partners, different users, different groups. They want to find a grant access control on one single table, not only like multiple tables. So that's the direction. I'm super excited about that direction. Yeah, in terms of the contribution, I think we are a very open community. We did discuss huge amount of stuff on the dev mailings and PR. That's also the Apache way. And we also keep promotes the new people who are make huge amount of contribution to the products, and we want to promote them to the committers and PMCs. And JB did a great job, so that there. And I think we are a lot of things they can contribute, including new features, whereas the bug fix documentations and even the integration with the other engines. That's all things they can do.
Polaris is a mission-critical project for the vendors. How, in a community project, in an Apache project, are we able to deal with the expectations and roadmap from the different vendors, and being able to align all together? And I don't say it's easy. Sometimes it's pretty hard. And for me, I think it depends also on the key people in the project. Of course, we are all working for competing vendors in the project. We are paid by them, but we are all contributing as individuals. And if we are able to say, okay, this is for the good of a project, for the best of a project, and no, this is not aligned with the roadmap of the community, even if my employee need that, we know that if we don't do that, it won't work and the project won't fly. It's a huge challenge we have in Paris. It's not the only one. Other projects have exactly the same challenges. But also in Paris, what I can testify is we are doing a great job. It's not always easy, and we are working hard for that. And okay, sometimes maybe you and I, sometimes we are not always aligned in the things we want to do, but we are able to drive a consensus and say, okay, let's go that way and revisit it later. And I think that I don't say that we are the best project, but we do a pretty good job in this regard.
Well, thank you all so much for your time, and I look forward to watching this project.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Thanks, JB. Yeah, thanks for having me.